Hey, how's it going? 7-Eleven, southbound, 21st and Argyle.
Hey, 7-10, it's going good. What's going on with that bus?
So I got a guy who got on at the jail, and he has one of those rolling wagons, and I'm not exactly sure. I thought I had heard from some of the riders, some of the other drivers, that those wagons weren't allowed to have. He's got a pile full of stuff. And he's got this weird sort of crutch handle for the wagon and that sort of thing. A lot of attitude, having a hard time. I asked him to not block the aisle, block the stairs. He set up by the back door because he had it like all over the place in the front area. So, one, I just wanted to get the read on the wagon, and two, I don't know. Over.
Okay, copy that. So the SOP is kind of more vague these days when it comes to things being on the bus. The main things is that it isn't blocking the aisle, isn't causing any hindrance to the other passengers on the bus, and that the passenger is able to keep it under their control at all times while on the bus. The only thing that is not allowed to be transported on the bus is like official grocery carts from grocery stores, and then also like the rentable electronic scooters and bikes. Those are things that aren't allowed on the bus. As for other items, it's more up to the operator to decide whether that is something that can be safely transported or not. You said he sounded like he had it at the back door. Is he planning on getting off at the next stop using the back door? That would be one thing, but he can't be parked there with all his things because that's blocking access to an exit on the bus.
Yeah, sounds good. It took him about 5+ minutes, but he finally jammed all his belongings into 2 seats across from the back door. So I guess we're good to go. He's still like, you know, his elbow and stuff is whatever. His body's hanging way over the into the aisle, and people have had to like squeeze by him already. But you know, when I tried to remind him of the policy, he just got upset and started cursing and yelling. And so, you know, another day at the office. Over.
Yeah, unfortunately. Well, let's let it roll for now. Monitor the situation. Make sure he's keeping control of his items. And, of course, if anything progresses or gets worse, let us know, and we'll get you on some assistance, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks so much for your help. Also, yeah, just wanted to document it because it looks like the whole thing's going to go south here. But we'll just cross our fingers. 7-10 clear. Thank you.
You're welcome. 16-10.